Hey, Paige.
Hey, Sam.
What you doing?
Picking pumpkin out of my hair.
Why would you be doing that?
You'll see why.
Will I?
Mm-hmm.
Will it be on Instagram?
Most likely, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
Other than that, what are we doing?
Recording a podcast.
What's that podcast called?
M Cubed.
Murder, mystery, and mayhem. All right, so
we have two listeners here today, so we're going to be extra good today, guys.
Be a bit more PG than we normally would be.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to say hi? Come on. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey, Madison.
This is Madison.
Hi, Paige.
And who is this? No. Your new name's No?
My name is No.
Hayden is also sitting here with us.
They're really excited to hear some spooky things, and I think it's hilarious because normally we make them stay out of the room, mm-hmm. and they're looking at us very expectantly, like something magical will happen. Little do they know.
So you're not going to say hey?
Shusha.
She's normally not. So, what are we doing today?
Well, it's a bonus episode because of Spooky Jeff.
Nice. Spooky season, guys. Tomorrow's Halloween, and we're going to drop this episode then.
Yeah. So, we got a couple of spooky tales.
Mm-hmm. I researched one, and someone did tell me another one. Actually, technically, I was told both of them, but I just researched one a little bit more to find out more of the details.
Makes it better.
And then I might tell one of mine, possibly, if I can get
formulate
my thoughts
it.
Together. Yeah. It's not super spooky. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But Hayden was actually there for it, some of it.
Ooh, we should definitely tell that one then.
Mm-hmm.
See if Hayden recalls any of it, because she looks very confused at the moment.
She does. Whenever I start telling it, she'll probably remember.
Ah, gotcha. Alright, so anyway, let's get into it!
Let me pull this one up. Now, y'all have already heard this one.
No, they didn't, because they weren't paying attention the first time.
They really weren't paying attention the first time.
Well, actually, Hayden may have, but Paige. But Madison definitely didn't.
No, I knew it.
Really? Which one is this one?
The lady, the face tree.
The face tree?
Yeah.
The face tree. Instead of Facebook, it's face tree. And no, I'm not talking about Pocahontas.
Just around the river bend. Yeah, we're squirrely as crap. This is gonna be hard.
So this is a listener's tale from Anonymous. Anonymous. Thanks, Anonymous.
Woohoo!
We gotta set the mood, Sam. You can't be laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on now.
Ooh.
Come on. Where's our background?
Ooh.
There we go. When I was a young girl, they would always tell us a story that at the time I thought was a scary story, the woman in the tree. The story goes that one gloomy night, a woman was rushing home to try and beat the storm brewing. She was navigating the curvy back road when the rain started pounding her vehicle. A lightning strike flashes across the sky, and that's when she noticed there was a deer in the road. She swerves and loses control of her vehicle. She crashes into the guardrail and is flung through her window, face first into the tree on the other side, her face forever being trapped in the tree. Still to this day, when I venture down that road, I make sure to avert my eyes when I pass the tree, hoping I don't end up with the same fate.
That's creepy.
Just a little bit. Could you imagine just driving down that road and seeing a woman's face in a tree?
Listen, I am equally terrified to do that and also want to do that.
Okay.
The not doing it is probably going to win out, but, you know, if I ever happen to be on that road, I'm not going to miss the opportunity.
I see.
Is it scary? It's not there anymore? They cut down the tree?
No, the tree's still there.
The face isn't
the
there.
The face is gone. Boom, boom, boom.
Where did it go?
Do you want to be the next face?
Madison started to shake her head, yes.
Did it? So maybe she escaped whenever the lightning hit it?
The spirit was released.
The
lightning struck.
Do y'all have anything to say about the woman in the tree? Sam.
Yes.
Do you have a story to tell us?
I do. But it's more, it shows how gullible I am rather than spooky. And this involves my lovely 12-year-old that is here today.
Hi, Madison.
It was a few years ago. Every day after she would get off the bus, we would get her set up at the kitchen table to do her homework. And so while she was doing her homework, I would clean up the house, I'd sweep the living room and things like that. Well, we have an open floor plan, but anyway. So I would be cleaning, and then all of a sudden, I would hear what sounded like rocks falling from the ceiling. And I would get real freaked out, and I would look around to see if anybody else heard it or saw anything. And Madison is over there going, "What are you talking about?" Like, straight face and all, just, "What are you talking about?" Later, I find out that she, before sitting down to do her homework, would grab a handful of dog food or cat food. I think it was Doug's food at the time. We had a Labrador named Doug. Mm-hmm. And Doug. He looked just like the dog from Up. Yeah. but she would grab a handful of dog food, and while I was not paying attention to her, she would throw the dog food, and it would just sound like rocks falling. And she had me convinced that there was some entity in my house that was pissed off at me for some reason.
I remember that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would be like, cut it out. Like, I don't, no, none of this. This is my house, not yours. Now, mine. We need to, like, coexist. And then she would just be sitting there, like, grinning at me. And I'm like, "You were doing this, aren't you? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You look crazy."
That,
so that was when my, I think you were 8. I think she was 8 years old when she did this to me. No, you admitted to it later on. Yes, you did. Also, your grin kind of gave you away after a while. This went on for a couple months though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I wanted to move out of the house.
No, Mom, when she lived here for a bit, she was in the downstairs, I guess it would be the master bedroom, which is our game room. Mm-hmm. She worked weird hours. Like, she worked nights. She said she would lock the door, and then at some point while she was sleeping, the door would open. And so she got to the point where she was locking it and then also putting things in front of it because there was no reason for the door to open.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. What do you have to say for yourself, Madison?
She's hilarious.
She is. She really is.
I don't know where
you're from. Yeah. What made you want to do that?
It's funny.
She just likes messing with me.
I know. It's funny.
Until your kids start making you think that there's some entity in your house that's very angry at you.
So our next ghost story was... was told to me while we were going into, like, a haunted woods type mm-hmm. deal. The person told us the most, like, general ghost story, so I kind of looked it up a little bit more. I am going to make it more PG.
Yeah.
And then I might do a deeper dive in another episode because it's actually pretty interesting because it really happened.
Oh.
Yeah, so it actually happened.
Yeah, see, this is part of... like the third time that you went in, and I went in one time because I was obligated by my child, and then I was done.
Yeah. So we went to the haunted woods, and we took Madison and Hayden, who are in here right now. We all went in once,
mm-hmm.
and it was fun.
Sure.
Hayden and Sam did not like it, so they didn't go again.
No.
And me and Madison went 3 times.
See, the last haunted house I remember going to was in Nashville, and mm-hmm. I honestly don't remember. Don't remember what it was. It was when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end, I had finally gotten to the end. I could see the door. Somebody, like, went out. The door was slowly closing, and I was walking toward it, and I was like, yes. And then all of a sudden, freaking chainsaw sounds behind me started going, and I looked back, and there was a guy that rushing toward me. So I booked it. Me being the 5-foot self that I am now, I jumped over 2 of those, like,
Saw horses,
mm-hmm. little barricade things. I am not a runner, but I was a track star. Like, I booked it. And so I just, that's not the thing I want to do. But I went in because I was obligated. And I did my one round, and then I was done.
It was probably one of the easiest haunted houses, haunted woods I've ever been to. But I like the haunted woods and haunted houses like that.
It was really dark.
It was really dark. Now, if the moon would have been out, I think we would have been, you know, it would have been better.
A little easier to see the path.
Yeah, the first time we went in, I had to ask one of the actors which way to go. Because you literally could not see the trail. It was that dark. They had these little candles lighting the way, but you could not see.
Yeah.
And he had to stop and be, he was like, that way. I was like, okay, cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
And then I ran into one of them because you got to go through this tarp. You open the tarp and he's just right there. Freaking brick wall, and I hit him with full force, and his knife smacked me in the head. I was like, nice. I told him that he smelled good, though.
I was wondering if that was the one. That's also the one that nearly hit you, or did hit you, like, the time before that, too. Like, it looked like he grazed you, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no, he didn't hit me that time. He did get close, but no. He was good, that one. Yeah, the second time, Madison's telling me to tell about the second time we went into. So the second time me and Madison actually went in with Brian, Sam's husband. And at first me and Brian like started running away from Madison. She was like, Paige, stop it. It was really funny.
She doesn't realize how much you like to mess with people, I don't think.
No. Which I didn't do it too bad with her, but Brian kept messing with her pretty good.
Of course he did.
And then almost to the end of it, like Brian was behind us the entire time, messing with Madison for the most part. And then I realized he hasn't messed with us in a minute. Where is he? And about that time, I turn around and the 6 foot tall dude in a mask is just right behind us. And I'm like, bad word.
Expletive.
You're not Brian.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him to be like, but I can be.
That would have been great.
That would have been funny. But he was, and then of course Brian just dying laughing.
Oh yeah, he was laughing all the way out to tell us about it. Mm-hmm. That was funny.
Yeah. But yeah, so this actually, whenever we were going into the woods, one of the guys that was standing outside was telling us about this story, which I'm not going to go super deep into it because it is kind of gruesome. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to tell you what he said about it, and maybe I'll go deeper on it another time.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay, so this story is way back when there used to be a lot of moonshine made and sold. It's in Short Mountain. There's actually a Short Mountain distillery now. But before, apparently, you know, during Prohibition and stuff like that, they would make moonshine. And the owner of the land and the cave, it was actually like a cave that they had. Yeah, it was a cave.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
In the cave, that's where they would make the moonshine. Mm-hmm. And one of their buyers was actually Al Capone.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why I kind of want to go into a deep dive. So I was reading this one part about, his name was Cooper Melton, that owned the land. And apparently the first time, like, Al Capone was already well known. Mm-hmm. So the first time that he came to buy some moonshine, everybody was, like, freaked out. They were all on, like, they were all on high alert. So they actually had the opening of the cave surrounded by everybody in the Short Mountain crew, I guess.
Yeah.
They just had them all, they had it all surrounded. Yeah, in like hunting gear and stuff like that, like kind of hidden back. So then that way, in case Al Capone decided to say, I'm just going to take all of it and kill you, you know.
Yeah.
Then they'll be able to take care of it.
Because he's a gangster.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he just came, he got what he wanted, and I mean, he paid him and he left.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so maybe a deep dive again.
Yeah.
At some point. But anyway, so what happened to Cooper Melton?
I don't know what happened there.
Let's get into that. So Cooper Melton actually owned the land and stuff like that. He made the moonshine and all that stuff. He also had someone there to help him. He had a lot of men, mm-hmm. actually, to help with the land, with the farm, and with the cave. One of these moms' name was Big John Patterson.
Ooh.
Big John Patterson had a wife I was trying to look for her name. It just says Mrs. Patterson. Okay, well, apparently Big John was, like, super jealous. And word was, now this is not fact, this is just word around town, was that Miss Patterson was having an affair with Cooper Melton.
Ooh.
Now, the neighbors said that this wasn't true. However,
they do be having an affair.
I cannot.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, there was an affair there. So what does Big John Patterson do? He is insanely jealous. He goes and finds Cooper first.
Mm-hmm.
He grabs his shotgun and fires point blank at Melton's heart, and he dies instantly.
What?
Mm-hmm.
All over an alleged affair.
Mm-hmm. And then he goes to his wife with the shotgun in hand, shoots at her as well, but it fails.
Oh.
He threw it down, grabbed a hatchet, and before she could escape,
chippity-chop.
You say chippity-chop? He struck her two blows on the head.
Start over, sir.
Okay. Chippity-chop. He threw down the shotgun, he grabbed a hatchet, and before she could escape, he struck her two times in the head. He struck her twice in the head and then later tried to dismember her.
That sounds...
After killing his wife, he also tried to unalive himself.
Alright.
He did lose a lot of blood, but didn't hit any major arteries, so he did not die.
It's funny how that works.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, everybody was pretty shocked because... Well, the neighbor said that they were pretty shocked because they did not know about any kind of affair. However, from what I heard... It was going around town, but
yeah,
and even the gentleman that told me about it, he said that, you know, it was known that they were having an affair. So Big John, he killed his wife and Cooper, and that was in the hills of Short Mountain. Now there's actually a Short Mountain distillery that is on that land, on that property.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there are a lot of ghostly things that happen there in the woods, in the distillery, like on the grounds.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So what he was telling me is that every now and then you'll hear loud footsteps and yelling that
get on my property here.
What else did he say? That you'll see strange lights in the woods and nobody will be out. You'll feel a presence or random hatchets will just appear places.
Hmm.
Whenever we were on that mule ride, they should have told these stories.
Oh, absolutely. They should have. Really cool. That would have been amazing. Maybe we need to find who does that and be like, hey, suggestion. Do they have mule rides all the time or is it just during that time?
I guess it's just during that time. And I think Christmas too is when they do it as well.
It would be really cool if they were to have like the haunted stuff along the hayride thing. The fact that the children were freaking themselves out so much.
Yeah, Hayden, like, couldn't breathe.
When there was nothing out there.
I was fine. There was nothing out there.
The train horn probably scared me the most, to be honest.
Not the gunshot.
Oh, yeah, that gunshot. Yeah. Do you have any more ghost stories?
You do? What ghost story?
I'm going to tell the last one.
So, I was having a sleepover with my cousin, and we were in the bathroom doing makeup, and... I was over here by the bathtub, and she was using the bathroom with the door shut. And the door just, like, shut, okay? So she came out, and the door opened, and when we were going into her bedroom to get ready, something just, like, slapped her butt. And it happened three times.
Three separate occasions?
Yes. And then...
You tell the handsy ghost to stay off my knees.
While we were getting ready, and we sat down... in the bed, maybe just watching her laptop, something just like pulled a cover off. So we ran to the living room and we just slept in there. We did not sleep in her room.
Now, have you told anybody else this story?
I remember her saying that.
You do? See?
Really?
Yeah. She told
She kept
like,
saying that it was like it. She kept saying, somebody keeps smacking my butt.
No.
Yeah, I remember.
I just assume it's like the smaller children just who have no boundaries.
They're already asleep in that newsroom.
No. Well, that's interesting. Well, thank you for that story. I'm going to have to ask Ava about it, because now I want to know more.
Okay.
Okay, so, Hayden, my next story you're going to have to help me with.
I don't know it.
Okay, well, when I start talking about it.
You'll know it when she starts.
Okay, so my grandmother passed away in 2019, the very end of 2019, and she loved hummingbirds. That was her thing. So whenever I see a hummingbird, of course, I always think of her. And all of their grandkids, we all got like matching hummingbird ornaments and stuff like that. Okay, so when I was looking for a house, I looked at, you know, a ton of houses. And there's this one that I really loved, but I was, you know, it's a big thing to buy a house, of course.
Yeah.
And it just randomly in the garage had this hummingbird. It was like a metal sign that you like put out in your garden.
Yeah.
Which she loved to have stuff out in her garden. So I was just like, it was a sign for me. This was the house.
Is that
this
the house that you got?
Yes. That is the house that I'm currently in. This house, it was built in the 90s and it had not been renovated since the 90s. It had like really bad brown carpet and it had freaking border on everything.
Of course.
It was live, laugh, love border.
Oh, beautiful.
Everywhere. There was Harley Davidson border. There was butterfly border. In your room, it was purple with butterflies. You don't remember?
It's been so long, Paige.
Well, it took forever to get all that wallpaper down.
I bet it did.
And then we had to tear out the carpet and we had to paint the walls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was still living in an apartment while I was doing that because I didn't want to move in until all that was done. Because the Lord knows I wasn't going to do it once I got moved in.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So I would stay super late at night painting walls by myself. Really late at night.
It has clicked.
It has clicked with Hayden now. Okay. So I would, not only would I stay late at night, but, you know, the kids would stay late at night with me and help me. They would help paint and stuff like that. But I would be listening to True Crime Podcast. Mm-hmm. I think it was Up and Vanish that I was listening to at the time, actually. And I think I was painting my bedroom or my bedroom closet, maybe. And the lights would always flicker. I mean, every now and then they would just flicker. Yeah, your light is different, though. She has one of those, what's it called?
Fluorescent lights, the bars?
Yeah, she has the bar fluorescent light. Those always tend to flicker. Mine isn't like that, but for some reason, it was just the light in my bedroom and the light in my closet, they would just flicker. And I'm like, crap, I'm here by myself. But, like, we would be painting. Mm-hmm. Hayden wanted to help me paint her closet, too. And while we were sitting in Hayden's room, you can see into my bedroom. So, they're sitting on the mattress, or Hayden's helping me paint. We had, like, a blow-up mattress. I don't know if y'all could hear Hayden or not, but Hayden said that we had a blow-up mattress that they would lay on while I would work, or whatever. And we would just be sitting in Hayden's room and you could just see my bedroom light just flickering. No, none of the other lights would flicker. Just those. Just flicker.
That's weird.
I have never changed any of the bulbs. It has not done it since.
I wonder why I did it then.
I would like to think that it was my grandma approving of the house, mm-hmm. approving of everything that we were doing to the house.
Yeah.
And like just saying, you know, hi. Because it literally, it only did it while we were painting. And it has never paint again and see what happens.
I mean, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did paint your room again. But since the initial time that we hadn't moved anything in yet either. We were literally just painting the halls. It was an empty house, except for like a few things. And yeah, it would just flicker a lot. But it has not done it, not once since, and I have not changed any light bulbs or anything like that.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But so I would like to think that it was my grandma telling me, hi,
yeah,
I love your house. Because she would be very proud of me for buying a house.
Yeah.
Definitely. So it's funny because the kids would like freak out because it was 9, 10 o'clock at night that we'd be trying to get all the painting done. And they were like sitting on the blow mattress, and they'd be like, "Mama, it's doing it again! It's doing it again!" I'm like, "It's fine, it's fine." It's blue. I was like, "Just shut the door. It's fine. We're fine."
Oh my gosh!
But yeah, when it was first doing it though, I was listening to Up and Vanished, and of course, that's creepy anyways, and the light keeps flickering.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was on edge when I was by myself, but when the kids were there, I'm like, "It's fine. Just shut the door."
It's fine. Everything's fine. We're fine.
So yeah, Hayden remembers. I knew she would.
Yeah, just took her a minute. Mm-hmm. I liked when the light bulb clicked. Mm-hmm. Did you guys like to sit in here and listen?
Mm-hmm. We kept it pretty PG.
Mostly.
Do y'all have anything to add to this bonus episode? Do you have a ghost story you'd like to tell?
I think that's a no.
You got a 4-pack.
Madison
would like everybody to know that she has a 4-pack.
From soccer. She plays soccer, by the way. Don't know if you know this about her. She plays soccer, and she has a 4-pack from soccer.
Don't.
I'm not. I will keep that in.
Hayden, is there anything you would like the listeners to know?
Thank you for joining us for this bonus episode. We hope you enjoyed it. You can catch us on all the socials. Twitter. Facebook. Facebook is
Instagram.
Instagram. But...
Did you just say Facebook is actually Instagram?
No,
Facebook.
She
was going to Facebook.
Guys, Facebook is you put your face in a book.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
Snapchat is you snap a picture of a chat.
Okay.
We're not on Snapchat.
No.
And Instagram, you gram an Insta.
You can find us on all of the socials.
Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, not Snapchat.
Twitter.
Good job.
They have an email. Email us at m3truecrimepod@gmail.com.
Sweet.
Okay, bye.
Good job.
Perfect.